Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe and our island skies. We turn, as usual, to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and this week's report. Hey, Christopher, what's happening?
Hey, Dave. In the west, just after sunset, the planet Venus will be the brightest object in the night sky. Also in the west will be the giant planet Jupiter. Finally, the ringed giant Saturn will be rising in the east at around about 7 p.m. Now, this week, the moon will be well on its way to becoming full, and so this means that spotting those faint objects, such as satellites and meteors and faint stars, will be very difficult.
I know a place where it probably wouldn't be too difficult, and that would be up at the summit of Mauna Kea, and I understand that you've got another exciting discovery to share for us, and this one is from Keck?
Absolutely right. This is from scientists using the twin 10-meter telescopes of the Keck Observatory atop the mountain of Mauna Kea. Now, astronomers using those telescopes have peered into a mysterious region of space containing some of the most powerful objects in the universe, quasars. This discovery is historic because it is the first time that astronomers have observed a group of quasars together in the same region of space.
Now, do we call that a pride, a troop, a school of quasar?
I don't think they even have a name for it yet.
And so what is exactly a quasar?
Well, a quasar is an extremely bright object that emits massive amounts of radiation, and you normally find them at the center of distant galaxies.
And the cause of quasars?
We think that quasars are powered by supermassive black holes at the center of distant galaxies. As the black holes consume nearby materials, such as gas, dust, and even other stars, they give off massive amounts of radiation, including visible light, X-rays, ultraviolet rays, and gamma rays.
That's a lot of stuff right there. So how much energy are they giving off?
Well, the amount of energy a quasar can give off is around 1,000 times that of every star in the Milky Way galaxy combined. They are immensely powerful.
And how many are in the pack?
Well, the astronomers using Keck were able to detect 4 of these quasars in very close proximity to one another. Now, this is weird because quasars are normally found by themselves. In fact, some scientists just cannot believe their luck that so many were found so close to each other.
I think we'll have to revise our term pack and we'll call it a pride of quasars after lions, the king of the jungle.
Sounds good to me.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you so much for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.